Such goodness in seeing you.
It's good to see you too, Ajit. It's been a long time.
Many much years, yes.
How's it going?
Time has been a merciful mistress, Mr. Derek.
That it has. You're the spitting image of your father, at least from what I remember when we were kids.
Mr. Heinrich has been expecting you. I go inform him of your arrival. You stay here.
That's strange.
What's that, sir?
Ajit picked up his father's annoying accent. When I was a kid and came to visit Grandma and Grandpa G, he lived here with his dad. As a kid, his English was as good as mine. After all, he was raised here in Britain. But now...
He butchers it badly.
I was looking for a more diplomatic way to put it, but yes.
Mr. Heinrich will be seeing you now.
I know you said he's doing okay, but how is he doing, really?
Mr. Heinrich's good self is very healthy.
Is he very healthy or very healthy for a man his age?
Time can be a harsh mistress as well.
So he's doing as good as can be expected for a man of his age.
This is what I said.
When was the last time he saw his doctor?
He is very good healthy.
But when was the last time he saw a doctor?
A single fortnight has passing. He is very good healthy.
Okay.
You see him now.
Okay. Come on, Jeremy.
With respect, sirs, alone you must come.
Why?
Mr. Heinrich wants much to speak with Mr. Derek.
I understand. But Jeremy has known my grandfather longer than either of us.
It's fine, sir. It's quite clear that this is meant to be a family moment.
Fine.
You follow me. Please.
I thought Grandfather was upstairs.
No, he is in his study.
Then why did you... never mind. So how's your dad doing? Did he retire somewhere nice?
My father is deceased.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I would have thought Grandpa would have said something.
Why?
Well, he'd been working for Grandpa for as long as I've been alive.
And longer?
Yeah.
But it is a matter of little importance.
What?
We are here.
But what did you mean?
Come in.
Go in.
But...
Go in.
Who's there?
Go in.
Derek, is that you?
It's me, Grandpa.
Derek, good to see you, boy. How was graduation?
It was fine.
You know I wanted to be there for you.
I know, but it was just as well you didn't make the trip.
Because I'm an old man and shouldn't be making global jaunts anymore.
No. Because there was a swarm of paparazzi lying in wait, and you're too old to be punching them out. You could break a knuckle on their hard heads.
You're probably right.
So what was so urgent, Gramps? Ajit made it as something really important that couldn't wait.
It couldn't. I wanted to catch you before you begin your search for Reggie and Gwen.
Grandpa, you're not going to try to talk me out of it as well, are you?
No, no, dear boy. I'd never think about trying to stop you from finding your parents. I just want to encourage you to do it smartly and to make sure you have all the facts before you leave.
I know the facts, Grandpa. I've known them for years. Mom and Dad were in Paris, conducting a missing persons case for an old friend of theirs. One day, they didn't return to their hotel. Didn't call, didn't write. For all intents and purposes, they fell off the face of the earth.
Quite possibly.
I hired private detectives. You hired private detectives. TBC hired detectives. They all came back with the same answers. Mom and Dad were nowhere to be found.
With all of those detectives involved, do you really think you're going to be able to find something they missed after a decade of the trail getting cold?
I've got to try, Gramps. I figured I'd start in Paris and work my way out. I know they're no longer in the city, but it's a place to start.
And you'll scour the globe to find the answers.
Would you do any less?
Not at all. In fact, I don't think I'd even let that limit me.
What do you mean?
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Shakespeare. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, Act 1, Scene 5, 185th and 6th stanzas.
Very good. Nice to see that all that money went toward a good education.
It's not like you gave me a tough one, Gramps, but what does it have to do with anything?
Actually, I was using it more as a philosophy than a quotation.
I'm not following.
I'm not surprised. Jeremy has done a wonderful job of protecting you from the things that go bump in the night. But now, with you beginning your search, I think it's best that I let you know what's really out there, so you can be prepared.
Okay, Grandpa, you're not making a lot of sense at the moment.
I know, my boy. I've got a lot to tell you, and a very short time to do so.
What was that?
It looked like a flashbulb.
Someone's outside the window.
Don't worry.
Jeremy, Ajit, come quick.
It's okay.
What is it, sir?
Someone's outside.
It's probably another photographer. You deal with them all the time.
That's me, not you. This is your home. They shouldn't be bothering you here.
We will investigate.
Thanks.
May we get back to the matters at hand?
I'm sorry, Grandpa, but I don't think we need to get it out that you're,
A few blints is shy of a baker's dozen?
I wouldn't say that, Gramps.
Your mouth may not say it, but your eyes are screaming it.
But...
And I don't blame you, my boy. The first time I encountered a paradimensional portal, I thought I'd gone off my rocker as well.
Your first what?
Hold on a second.
We now take you live to Eden Park, where Ashley Rowans is standing by.
What's going on?
A child rescue alert. I believe you call it an Amber Alert in the States.
I'm here with Detective Atkins. What information can you give us, Detective?
We received a call at 4 o'clock this afternoon from the parents of Benjamin Adder, who had been reported missing. Benjamin also answers to the name Beanie. His parents lost track of him along the nature trail here in Eden Park, and when he failed to respond to their calls, they phoned in to alert us.
What actions have the police taken at this time?
Well, we've shut down both motorways into the park and have begun a manhunt with 20 bobbies through the forestry. We're hoping to find him shortly, but in case he managed to get out of the area before we arrived, we're asking all the citizenry to keep an eye out for the boy.
We are currently airing a picture of Beanie. If you see the boy, please contact the police immediately or call our station at the number on your screen. Back to you, Bob.
Wow. I thought I read somewhere that child abductions were extremely rare here in England.
They are. But then again, so is his kidnapper.
You know who did this?
Not who. What?
Just
come
a
in.
Moment.
We found her out in the bushes.
Ugh! Get your hands off me, you damn dirty—
Wait a second. I know you.
Lindsay Caparelli, The American Voice. Care to comment on the existence of extra-dimensional portals?
You heard that, but not Derek sending the boys out to find you?
How did you—
That's a nice plane you have there, Mr. Geist. But the trunk of your car leaves a little bit to be desired of in the way of traveling and comfort.
Would you like me to take her to the police? She's here without a passport if she's stowed away on the plane.
That won't be necessary, Jeremy. You and Derek have much more important things to deal with. You need to hunt down the troll that kidnapped that little boy before he's able to reopen the portal back to his home dimension.
Are you kidding?
You're speaking metaphorically, of course.
What could reopen the portal back to his home dimension possibly be a metaphor for?
How do you know?
I've had an operative of mine tracking the situation. He's the one who told me to expect a kidnapping after they lost the troll's trail. I was just hoping to have a bit more time to explain things before sending you out.
You want him to go out troll hunting?
Get the car, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
You believe him? You're actually going?
I don't know yet if I completely understand or even believe, but he's my Gramps, and I know he wouldn't outright lie to me. Besides, that boy's in trouble. I have to help.
Check in the northwest quadrant of the park. That's where the tracking team lost him, and he's probably doubling back to his drop-off point.
Gotcha.
And take Ajit with you. He can be helpful in these situations.
If you say so.
As you wish.
Okay, let's go.
No way. You're staying here.
For not wanting to subject you to reporters, he was awfully quick to leave me here alone with you.
My grandson knows where his priorities lie. It's a trait you may want to pick up for yourself.
You know, you'd probably have trouble keeping me here if I really didn't want you to.
I have no intention of stopping you.
You don't?
None whatsoever.
Well, in that case,